Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family Affairs Care. With whom do I have
Hi,
the pleasure of speaking with?
Monica.
Hi, Monica. So I'll be the service coordinator and help you enroll into home care services. Just 1 minute. See if I have the information already. So you need it for your mother, Arvin Marshall? Okay, great. So let me just explain you what the process takes in, and we'll do today. We'll schedule a telehealth appointment, assign a PCP form, and also I'll transfer you to the broker to schedule your first assessment. So first of all, the patient will undergo two assessments. The first one
Wait a
is with
minute,
the
but
doctor.
I
Go
explained
ahead.
to her that I only had like 5 minutes left on the phone.
Okay.
But you said you're doing a health assessment.
So I want to schedule the doctor to call you to sign a PCP form, which is part of something that we will need.
Okay.
And also, I
Oh.
want to transfer you to the broker so you can schedule your first assessment. So,
Okay, and
we
you
get ahead of
can't
the game.
do that from his doctor can't sign? As to
So
your
it's
doctor?
best if you can do it with your doctor, but it's best if it's much more quicker. And also, the
Okay.
telehealth doctor knows how to sign the PCP form. So we use it for all our clients. But I mean, if you rather want to go with your doctor, it doesn't matter. It's just a quicker process over the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so let me just, do you have time to explain you the process real quick?
You can explain it real fast.
Okay, so the patient will have two assessments. The first one is a financial assessment in home with the Pennsylvania broker. This is the one that I'll transfer you later to schedule. And within a few days after this assessment, the patient will have a second assessment from the aging agency, also in-house. In the meantime, we would want to have two things done. The first one is a PCP form signed from a doctor that's stating that the patient needs services. So we will go ahead and schedule it in a minute. And also, we will need to have the financial proof of any income. Just to make sure that it's worth applying, is the patient making more than $2,900 per month?
No.
No. Okay, great. And does the patient have any assets, like a house on their name or a life insurance policy? No
No.
assets. Okay, great. And one more thing, any minors living with the patient, that the patient supports them? Okay, so the patient, what is the income of the patient? Social Security income? Okay, and this goes into a bank or to a Direct Express card? How is the patient getting it? To the bank. Okay, so any bank account that the patient has, the county would want to see 5 years of statements going back. So they want to prove the any income and any transaction. You want to see financial status, so they want to see 5 years going back. So if you can call the bank and gather 5 years of statements, and also there's an award letter from the Social Security Administration that the patient got by the mail stating that she makes so and so per month. So if you can gather these two, how many bank accounts does the patient have?
One.
Just one account. Okay. So in the Social Security income goes straight into there. So 5 years of statements from that bank and the Social Security award letter. This is something the county would want to see. So it's best if we gather it as soon as possible. So as I told you, this is basically how the process is. Once
Okay,
you
so
give
I
all the
have one.
information,
I'm
go ahead.
sorry, I have 1 minute left.
Okay. So when is the best to call you back?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah, any day next week.
So, but I'll give you the number of the broker, so it's good to schedule because the whole process